Okay.
各位恩县县君啊
Dear citizens of Bend County,
我们今天再录一期啊。
Today we are at Louis.
把这个四渡赤水这个问题给他说完啊。因为网友留言说这个事情有什么好聊的，对吧？是。
Let's talk about the issue of crossing the Red River. I heard that some netizens have left comments, so let's discuss it.
事实也很充分。
The facts are clear.
以前的这个宣传呢也
Regarding this previous advertisement,
铺天盖地的啊。
It's overwhelming too.
主席用兵真如神啊。
Mao Zedong was a military genius.
我想说的是什么呢？是
So what do I want to say?
1月17号结束的遵义会议，到了26号就开始土城战役啊。
So, the Zunyi Conference, which ended on the 17th, began the Battle of Tuudong on the 26th.
那么然后就开始一渡赤水了。
So then I started to learn at the beginning of the Red Water.
然后呢接着又返回来。
Then he continued to return.
二月初就开始二渡赤水了。
Early in February, I started to go to the Red Water area.
然后呢打回遵义啊。
Then go back to Zunyi.
然后呢又三渡赤水，那又回到了这个就是云南的这个云南边界啊。
Then there was another crossing of the three rivers, and then another return to the three rivers. This is the Yunnan border.
从这个空虚的部位啊。
From this empty space,
就是在这个这个贵阳和云南交界的地方呢，穿插到了云南。
It's in the area where Gizhou and Yunnan intersect, and it's spread throughout Yunnan.
然后呢，北上啊，渡过大渡河。
Then they would cross the Great Wall and the river.
就到了这个陕北啊。
It's here in the Shaanxi region.
这个过程是非常短暂的啊。
This process is very short.
特别紧张的时候进行了四次的穿插啊。
Well, during particularly tense moments, I had to interject four times.
中间还有 一度打出了这个奇袭贵阳的这个一个态势啊。
There was also a situation where someone attacked Jiang.
因为但是蒋介石已经在贵阳了啊。下
Because, but Chiang Kai-shek is already in Jiang.
半死啊，把
Scared to death.
这个孙渡的部队紧急的调到贵阳支援啊。
Please urgently transfer the Sun Du's troops to Jiang for support.
所以导致了云南方向的空袭。
This led to the airstrikes on the Yunnan direction.
然后才有这个最后进入这个云南的可能啊。
And there is the possibility of entering Yunnan at the end.
所以你想这么短的时间内进行了四次的大范围的穿插。
So you want to do four large-scale infiltrations in such a short period of time.
然后呢
Then,
中间这个情报之准确啊。
The only thing that's accurate is the middle part.
不管是捅王家烈的屁股。
Well, whether it's the buttocks of Tong Wang Lai,
那么还是这个突袭吴奇伟的指挥部啊。
So, it's still the command center of Wu Kiwei's attack.
每次情报就像外科手术一般的精准。
That was like a surgical precision.
对不对？
As if right.
所以说用兵如神。
Therefore, using troops is like being a god.
其实就是情报的一个准确啊，相关的资料呢。
In fact, it's just an accurate and relevant piece of information.
大家可以查一查啊，这个中央这个负责情报部门的是谁
？Everyone, please check who is in charge of the Central Intelligence Department. Okay.
然后呢
？Then,
如何传递到了这个整个战役的贯穿这个过程
？How this process has been carried out throughout the entire campaign?
对
，Right?
对吧？那么，红军在选择对王家烈部队的这个突袭
So the Red Army chose to attack the Wangjia Line barracks.
娄山关突袭，
Wangjia Kun Raid.
红三军团啊，
Three Red Army units.
正面突击啊，
Charge forward.
红一军团啊，
Red Army.
那么精准的端掉了吴奇伟的指挥部啊。
So precisely eliminated Wu Kiwei's command center.
导致了这个四个师啊，
This led to the four classes.
吴奇伟的四个师，
Wu Kiwei's four teachers.
中央军的溃散啊，
The collapse of the Central Army.
给蒋介石造成了巨大的这个影响啊。
This had a huge impact on Chiang Kai-shek.
当时蒋介石是震怒啊。
But Chiang Kai-shek was shocked.
你就可想而知，这个情报之准确啊！
You can imagine how accurate this information is.
确实有点神了啊。
Wow, that's really impressive.
那么，最初后面这个我军的我党的对这个国民党内部的这个渗透啊，
So, remember that the Communist Party, including the People's Liberation Army, infiltrated the Kuomintang internally.
之严重啊！
This is terrible.
你可想而知啊，
You can imagine it.
然后呢，
Then,
这个电台的这个效率啊，
the efficiency of this radio station is.
那么经过这个苏联培训的这个电台技术呢，也是非常了不起的啊。
So, this radio technician trained by the Soviet Union is also very outstanding.
所以说，这个用兵如神啊。
So, this is like using troops like a god.
就是把这个情报部门就工作呢就遮下去了啊。
So, they just hid this information from the public.
用这个个人的用兵如神啊。
This is a personal use of the God of War theme.
简单的就概括了整个这个情报部门和作战系统的这个高效率啊。
Well, simply put, this intelligence department and combat system is highly efficient.
我觉得有点遗憾的啊。
I'm a little disappointed.
不知道以后能不能把这个排出来啊？
I don't know if I can schedule this later. RR.
是谁在主导这个情报的传递啊？
Who is in charge of the transmission of this intelligence?
然后内线又是谁啊？
Then, who is the internal line?
我觉得这个可能更精彩啊。
I think this might be more interesting.
那么说到这个情报能力呢？
Speaking of this intelligence capability,
其实，在这个红四方面军，
actually in this Red Fourth Front,
张国焘的指挥的红四方面，
the Red Fourth Front commanded by Zhang Yuotao.
内部也有流传。
There are also rumors circulating within the military.
就是詹主席用兵，
It's about Chairman Jan using force.
叫卢神，其实说白了还是电台嘛。
In fact, God is just a radio station.
他们也能够和苏联进行这个电台的沟通，然后
Yes, they can also communicate with the Soviet Union through this radio.
内部情报源源不断的送到他们这个红四方面军那里啊，因
Then internal intelligence was constantly delivered to the Red Fourth Front.
为当时蒋介石北伐的时候不。
Because at the time when Chiang Kai-shek was launching the Northern Expedition,
大量的苏联顾问还在嘛，
there are still a lot of Soviet advisors.
对吧？
Right.
所以你就想这个因果关系嘛，所以谁掌握了电台啊？
So you're talking about this cause and effect relationship, right? So who controls the radio?
谁用兵就如神，
Who uses the army is like a god.
对吧？
Right?
谁掌握了宣传，谁用兵就如神。
Whoever controls the narrative, they wield power like a god.
真正的英雄呢，可能是那些幕后的情报人员啊。
True heroes are often the behind-the-scenes intelligence officers.
我想聊的是这个啊，说了半天。
I want to talk about this, which we've been discussing for a while.
对不对？
Is it right?
但是过程也很有意思啊。
But the process is also very interesting.
这个薛岳坐镇贵阳啊，离。
This Wu, this Xu Yu are stationed in Guiyang.
遵义可能就200公里都不到啊。
It's less than 200 kilometers away from Zunyi.
王嘉烈被痛揍的时候啊，啊。
When Wing Lai was beaten up, he cried out AAA.
薛岳的部队走了七天都没走到啊。
It's been 7 days.Since Xu Yu's troops have not reached their destination.
你就可想而知，这个多方面促成了这个用兵如神吧。
You can imagine how these various factors contributed to the successful use of troops.
是不是啊？挺有意思的啊。
Is it interesting?
好。
Okay.
那么今天这个话题呢，就结束了啊。
So, this topic for today is over.
聊到这里，嗯。
Now.
拜拜。
Bye.